I always think there's a frisson of excitement about going on holiday to the seaside. And what could be more exciting in the 50s and 60s than a holiday at, you guessed it, Butlins, where holidays were always colourful and full of fun. Louise Turner of the History of Advertising Trust has been taking a nostalgic look at the wonderful Butlins archive. Here's Sam to take you on a trip down memory lane.
Hello, campers. Rise and shine. Well, it's a beautiful Mucklin's morning, and we've got lots of Mucklin's fun in store for you today. Breakfast will be served in half an hour.
Thanks to the post-war holiday explosion, the 1950s and 1960s was a boom time for Butlin's holiday camps. In fact, in 1963, one company welcomed more than 1 million guests. And after the dreariness of wartime, Butlin's provided a place where everything was colourful and fun-filled. The whole family could be occupied in different ways at the same time, with the provision of numerous contests and events, alongside resort novelties such as dry ski slopes, monorails and fairgrounds. The whole camp philosophy encouraged holidaymakers to join in and make friends, indeed promoting shared experiences and fostering feelings of emotional involvement were key to the Butlins' ethos. Even out of season, the camp spirit remained. Friends made among the chalets met again at winter reunions to recall their memories of sunny summer days spent at Butlins. And what better way to immortalise and share those memories than with a photograph? The Butlins Photographic Services Department had approximately 20 seasonal staff. Now, this included an official press photographer who was recognisable by a blue blazer. They attended every weekly main event of the entertainment programme, taking pictures of groups, activities and competitions. And these images would then be displayed daily in the windows of the resort's photo corners and attributed with a unique number. And copies could be bought by the featured holidaymakers and kept as mementos of their stay. And sadly, all the negative versions of these images were disposed of at the end of each season. However, at the History of Advertising Trust, home to Butlin's Heritage Collection, a project to catalogue and digitise more than 13,000 rediscovered negatives has been completed. This surviving archive was found in the roof space of a theatre building where the photographic shop was originally located at the Bognor Regis Resort. The black and white images can be dated to the 1960s, and offer a charming window onto camp life at this time. Bonny babies on their parents' knee awaiting judging, the fashion-forward stood in line, hoping to take the Miss She crown, and grandmothers appearing in all their glamour, and gentlemen with an aura of the debonair, all are preserved within these carefully repackaged negatives. The sporting side of Butlin's holidays is present too, with unsteady roller skaters, budding table tennis stars and intrepid entrants into the pram race. And there is a wealth of charm, cheer and community in this collection. And when it comes to the fancy dress competitions, the captured magic truly shines out. For a great number of Butlin's guests, this was the event of the holiday, and real enthusiasts spent weeks planning costumes in advance. From the omnipresent Peapod, to the of-the-moment Dalek, to the inspired Vanishing Man, and the unusual postage stamp, inventiveness exudes. Oh, and homemade was the order of the day. This collection of negatives is a significantly valuable asset to the archive and provides a fascinating, nostalgic and delightful insight into the 1960s Butlins experience that can now be shared and used for research and reminiscence alike.
Thank you, Sam. Never a dull moment by the sound of it.